going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Well, there you go, Wiggy. That is a safari song for you from the Steve Miller Band.
Is that what that is? Yeah. WPS all day long is a safari. No.
Is parasailing WPS?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like the majority of people that you're going to find doing that is probably going to be 80% white people.
So just to be clear, you said safaris, volcano tourist attraction visits. Parasailing, all WPS.
Yeah, I feel like anything where you have the chance of dying
is WPS.
Black people tend to go, yeah, I'm good. And like I said, I don't know my dad, but I get that from him because, you know, when I'm around, you know, my wife's family or some of my black, it's like I'm good when it comes to that.
So mountain climbing?
WPS.
WPS.
Yes.
I see.
The brothers, they love the 100 miles an hour on the crotch rocket.
Okay.
Which is, so when I see like crotch rockets going 100 miles an hour down the highway or buck 50.
That is BPS.
Yeah, I'm like, that's BPS all day long.
Now, what Curtis is going to Hawaii for his vacation. What if he goes to a luau?
I feel like the luau is something
that's
that,
for everybody.
Yeah. Everybody. Dancing and, you know.
Yeah, with the pigs on
the haka.
Maybe they've always been expensive.
Oink! Oink!
Will Fleming's coming with me. Have you seen how expensive luows are?
Oh.
No.
Wait, really?
I can't even, I don't even want to say how
expensive. You have to now.
So for three of us, including James, who is like basically free.
He's not going to eat anything.
It's $1,000.
Really?
Wow.
That's nuts.
And that's food and alcohol included, but you don't drink. So.
Exactly.
Right.
I was like, can I get a, you know, a kid's
Can I get
one?
A virgin Mai Tai?
Right. And they said that's redundant if I get something virgin. But it's insane. It's like 4 hours of open bar, which seems like there should be another option, but there's a train ride. It's a whole to-do. So we'll be there. You only live once, I guess.
That'll be a nice little trip, Curtis.
It will be great. James, it's the day before he turns three because he's free until three.
Oh.
What about cornhole, Wiggy?
Yeah. I don't see many brothers at the cornhole event. There'll be a few sprinkled in here and there. You know, there's a few of them, but yeah, that is definitely.
That's WPS.
Yeah, and it's dominated. And I would say WPS, but dominated by white males. That is dominated. When it comes to cornhole, they dominate all day long.
Yeah.
You could tell. They are good at it.
Yep.
Well, as long as we're talking about the annual beach cornhole tournament, which is Saturday at the Brunswick in Maine, let's open up the Window World of Boston WEEI weather window. and allow Curtis to poke his meteorologist head outside and give us the forecast this morning.
And I just want to give a word to X-Bear. He's stuck again watching the show.
Oh, X-Bear
so
is?
I don't, there's is an X button on the upper right corner of your browser.
What is he upset about?
No idea what they're talking about. 15 people that talk at once, nobody ever talks about sports.
Oh. Are there 15 people here?
I'm sorry you're lost, but you can click out, and then there's Google, which can you redirect you wherever you want. Sports.
Is that true, though, that nobody ever talks about sports on this show?
I mean, we did spend a lot of time about Bolivia, and that was rude. But, yeah, I think the vast majority of the show is sports.
Yeah.
I mean,
but did we talk Red Sox?
Yep.
And we talked Drake May?
Yep.
OTAs.
Most everybody here said they don't want to acquiesce and say farewell to Jaren Duran, even though the Padres might give you some value there.
Oh,
that would be stupid.
Huh?
That would be stupid.
Why
by
would
the
that
Red Sox.
Be stupid?
You don't give away one of your best players.
Well, you're trying to get Roman Anthony up here.
Yeah, okay.
So you ease things when it comes to your outfield, and you're providing some value for the future.
No, but isn't Duran part of your future?
Yes.
Isn't he young?
Is he?
Yes.
Are you gonna be? This team seems to be in the mode where they want a bunch of young guys who haven't reached their $20-25 million annual salary mark. And so are they not going to part with Jaren Duran
in a
couple, 2-3 years anyway?
No, because you would then, I think, re-sign him because you're not in a rebuilding stage. You brought in Garrett Crochet. You made moves for your team to get better, not to rebuild. I could see if you weren't adding pieces like that and you were like, all right, we're going to rebuild this whole thing. I think you re-sign Duran. You bring up Anthony. You move Sedan, Rafael. You can actually keep Sedan in the outfield because at the game last night, they had I know Willie Abreu plays right field.
Yeah.
But do they feel like that's somebody that they see in their future? Because if not, you could have Anthony and Abreu kind of bouncing back and forth between right field if you wanted to keep Sedan in the outfield. If not, you just move Sedan to the infield.
And Devers is going to shortstop, so, you know, you got that solved.
Right.
He's going to shortstop.
We just hit our sports quota for the hour. Good job.
That's where he was taking grounders, Wiggy. Were you not there last night?
Yeah, I was there.
For warm-ups?
No, I wasn't there for warm-up.
Oh. Yeah. Guy is giving everybody a big, giant middle finger. That's what Rafael Devers is doing.
If you want to talk about autographs to bring this full circle, Pedro Martinez would pregame sign autographs like you read about for all the employees, for everybody. Nobody was ever more generous with their time than that guy.
Yeah.
But weather window, 65 degrees in Boston, sunny skies, perfect day today, sunny, approaching 80. Looking like Thursday at Old Orchard Beach, we will be at the Cowbell that evening. Old Orchard Beach looks gorgeous, going to be around 80. Abundant sunshine Friday morning at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach. Looking like partly cloudy skies, mid to upper 70s as well.
Yeah, we have got to get good weather for the cornhole tournament. We all need to work on that. We need to manifest it, Courtney, if
okay.
we could. Because there's nothing worse than cornhole in the rain. So we have got, Curtis, you got to work on that for me for Saturday.
I'm working on it right now. It's not good, so I'm not even going to talk about it.
And we need you to tell us what the weather is going to be 6 to 10 a.m. outside at Old Orchard Beach on Friday, just so we can plan our outfits.
Layers,
yeah.
You may need layers.
I'm going to tell you this right now. It's looking pretty nice. It's going to be, the low is going to be in the mid-60s.
Oh, okay.
So not, I think last year was in the 50s.
Yeah.
You can get a whole house full of energy-efficient windows installed for just $99 a month at Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. All right, so that's it on the sports quotient. We can't do any more on that?
No, we can keep doing it, but that was the limit. That's what we were
allotted. I'm asking the question. Somebody in the Twitch chat said Greg hates Rafi Devers. I don't hate anybody. I love everybody. Mm. But why? What is the point of him being out there last night in front of everybody taking grounders at short? What's the point of it? You explain it to me, because you're his mouthpiece.
I have no idea what that one's all about.
You're his hype man.
Yeah, I can't answer that one for you.
Why is he, if not to just say, hey, F you,
mm-hmm.
This is what I, is that where he wants to play now? Is that what he's doing?
Like, I had no
He's
no
not
clue
gonna
about
touch
this.
First base, he's not
no?
gonna touch third base.
I thought he was fine at DH.
That's what he said.
Until you said he's taking ground.
I don't think he's gonna move. I think he was just doing this to maybe it was an FU.
Butter Guy says, Greg, you do dislike him. Please stop making him out to be the bad guy. Whoa, I'm making him out to be the bad guy now. That's how that's happening.
Yeah,
The way I'm spinning it is that he is a guy who is unwilling to help the team out when the team needs it. And so I'm just making that up. That's not what Rafael Devers appears to be.
Well, the team screwed him over in the beginning. Yeah. So
they
I
did?
Think it depends.
They're paying him $30 million a year. How do you screw somebody over when you're paying him $30 million a year?
Because you set him up to fail in the beginning of the season.
He didn't seem like he failed.
He did.
Why not just leave him at third base then?
Well, you had a guy who was better at third base. So,
well, don't you have guys that are better at first base, but you want to put him there? If you don't want to mess up the chemistry of the team, and that's more important, leave him at third, put Bregman at second.
Because Bregman also said he would play second.
Yeah, you could have easily done that.
Right, and Rafi Devers could have accepted the fact that a year prior he said, we need better players in the team. The team did that, and then he bitched.
Well, he bitched because they didn't make it obvious to him that he was not going to play third. If you believe that Alex Cora said to him, hey, man, no, it's going to be between you and Bregman. I don't know who's going to play third. Maybe we'll split your time. We're going to try it out in the beginning of the season. I don't think that's what happened. Like, I think that he told Rafi Devers something that didn't end up being true.
Yeah, that's why I said I put this more on the organization, because if they would have got out ahead of this in the off season, as soon as they signed Bregman, then I think we wouldn't be in this position.
So a team can treat you poorly, so it's okay for you to be unprofessional?
Well, I don't think it's okay. No,
you're excusing it.
I didn't say it's okay, but I can see somebody being petty.
Right. So, I mean, but you're defending someone for being petty.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying that I understand why he's doing it. I don't agree with it.
Right.
We all wish that he was handling it differently.
Yeah. But the organization, if they handle it differently, we're not in this position. So then we don't even have to worry about him being petty.
So you'd rather the Red Sox without Bregman?
No, I'd rather the Red Sox have handled the situation in the beginning, in the off season, so when you get to spring training, there is no issue. They did not do that. Yep. They could have easily sat down Cora, Breslow, Kennedy, could have easily sat down with Devers in the offseason and saying, hey, we're going to bring Bregman in, and he's going to play third.
Did Alex Cora not say last week that when talking to him about playing third base currently because they're in a pinch, he was, quote, not having it? Did Alex Cora say that? Okay.
Yeah.
So why is he out there last night then? He's not having it.
Yeah, because maybe he's saying, oh, I'll help out. I'll play shortstop.
As of now, he's not having it.
Maybe there's one position.
I'll help out. I'll play the most difficult position in the infield.
Yeah.
If that's the one you want to give me.
As of now, he's not having it.
That's the only thing I'm taking.
Right.
Seems like a giant FU to me.
It might be, but the reason you're in this FU situation is because you as an organization didn't get ahead of this. You should have got out in front of it. Is Devers being a little petty? Maybe he is. I understand why. But if you do your job as an organization when you know you're going to bring in a guy to replace Devers at his position, you should have made sure you sat down and talked to him and did everything. It's the same way that – and it's not kind of the same way – but players just tend to be petty. Brady was petty when you signed Garoppolo down in Cleveland. You heard Joe Flacco say, I'm not here to mentor no young guys. Guys are going to get petty when they feel like you're putting somebody in a position.
And there's been so many things said. And if I'm Devers, I'm hearing Craig Breslow on this show or others on this station say, oh, we're not going to move. When Bregman first got hurt, we're not going to move Rafi to third because we don't want to mess with him because he's figuring out DH right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now because you guys didn't have a plan in place for if Tristan Cassis went down at first base, now you want to take me out of the role that you have me in that I'm finally figuring out and put me there? Like, make that make sense.
Right, and why can't Cora just pick up the phone and call Devers before they sign Bregman and say, here's what we're thinking about.
Because he would have acted the same baby-like way that he acted now.
Well, maybe he would have, but by the time...
The result would have been the same.
No, but by the time they
He would have done a press conference with his translator and said, I want to play third base, and I don't think Alex Bregman ought to be taking my position.
But who knows?
It would have happened earlier.
But you don't know that he... Cora might have been able to talk to him beforehand and convince him to maybe go to another position. Or maybe he does go kicking and screaming. But this is not an issue that we're dealing with now, because you would have had everything taken care of.
And why does it all fall on Rafi at the end of the day? Like, why didn't they have a plan in place? Shouldn't they have guys ready to go if somebody gets hurt? The Red Sox have dealt with injuries the last four seasons. That's been their crux. That's been what they've said every single year is the reason why they don't end up playing in October.
Well, maybe their plan in place was that the guy who played the position would go back and play it.
But at first?
Somebody who's willing. No, at third.
Okay.
No.
But what about at first?
Right.
I guess.
So then why not move Bregman?
I can't do. Let's just say it's like I agree that Cora could have done things better in the offseason.
Okay, so
the team's better with Bregman at third. Everybody, I think, can agree to that.
Yeah, we can agree to that. But the team is probably better with whether it's Campbell, whether it's Sogard, whether it's Gonzalez, whether it's Toro. They're probably better with them at first than Devers.
Did you do the Toro more when you were in Stowe, Greg, or did you have a guy?
Oh, I had a guy.
Oh, of course.
So why are you not saying that? Why don't I hear?
It was a week, basically, that they needed him at first base.
I not hear that?
It was a week and a half.
But why am I not hearing that?
Hearing what?
You just said Bregman's better than Devers at third. Am I not hearing these other guys are better than Devers at first?
Because they're not.
For like a week and a half over there.
Right. What do you mean?
What's the big deal? Like, what's the big
deal? It's a much less important position. It's much more easy to field than third base. That's why.
Right, but you don't think that Christian Campbell is a better first baseman or Romy Gonzalez is a better first baseman?
No, Christian
Romy
Campbell
was
can't
out
hit.
With an injury. You get
yes.
that.
Yeah.
That's when they needed him.
But so you had Sogard and Toro playing there, who are better defenders than he is.
Okay.
Well, you're just looking for a reason to blame Devers.
They want what they want with him playing a positional spot in the infield is the addition of his bat in the lineup.
But Wiggy,
I get that.
I get that. But you're using this as an excuse to blame Devers.
I'm not.
His bat is in the lineup.
As a DH.
Yeah.
You can add another bat to the lineup. Like the one you're paying $70 million if you have him positionally in the field. Like, you get that, right?
And we can both agree. We all agree, Wiggy. We think Devers is petty, right?
Yeah, I said that.
Okay, that's it. We all agree. You just don't think it's as big a deal for someone to be petty?
And
it's fine.
Do we agree that there's better options at first base?
In the week that separated the injuries, no. I thought you have to combine the bat with the glove. It's both.
Yeah, but see, I don't understand because this is the part that I think Courtney and I look at as going, this is just annoying and fraudulent, is because when you wanted him gone from third base, everybody said, move him to DH.
I feel like I'm arguing with James right now. It's like,
but how do you think I feel when you keep going back to he can't play third, we want him to DH?
Right.
Then he moves.
I loved it.
Then he moves to DH, and now you're going, a horrible third baseman you want to now put at first base.
Right, because things occur over the course of a Major League Baseball season where you have different needs depending on the time of the player's injuries.
Right.
So that's why it's not even applicable. I don't know why you keep going back to that.
Because they're a better positional.
Do you think we'd be talking about Devers playing third if Bregman never got hurt?
No.
Okay, so then what are we even doing? It's all related to the issues with the roster.
No, it all started with Rafi Devers not playing first base or helping out at first base.
You just want to help him out a little bit.
Right. It has nothing to do with third base.
You could get Roman Anthony up here and DH Roman Anthony.
And I could ask you the same. I could ask you the same question, Wiggy. Why did Devers want to play third and then not want to play third? Why did he flip-flop? Because you keep saying, why am I saying this? Why did Devers say, I want to be a third baseman, then he's asked to play third, and he said no?
Because he came up his whole career as a third baseman with the intention of being a third baseman.
Right, so why didn't he want to play it?
He wanted to play it.
After he figured out DH, and after Bregman, when he left for his wife to give birth, they said that they weren't going to put him in that position because he finally figured out DH. I feel like if I'm Rafael Devers...
What do you have to figure out if you're a third baseman? He said he was a better hitter when he played the field.
What are you even talking
about? Yeah, like you interrupted me, and now it's...
I'm confused with your thought process.
Give me the mute button, Tony Reale.
So it's Devers' fault because he didn't want to go to first base. Now it's Devers' fault because Bregman got hurt and he didn't want to go back to third base. Like,
hold on, let me get Jake. Jake from Quincy. What's up, Jake?
Wiggy, you sound so stupid, honestly, and fraudulent. Go tell Bill.
There's like that could play the position. You sound fraudulent.
It's easier. It's easy for all of us to sit back and say, "Be a better teammate." If I'm Devers, I'm like, "F this organization. They've screwed me over left and right. I don't care if I'm making $30 million. I'd also love to see his contract because everybody's saying, "Oh, well, you know, if I did this at my work, I'd be fired." Right. What if his contract says like he? He can only play a certain
position. Well, as Cora told you, the guy who signed the contract no longer is here.
Right. And people like Jake and all these people complaining about Devers are so phony and fake because their biggest thing was from day one, Devers stinks at third base. He's horrible. Yep. Go to DH. He goes to DH.
It was horrible when he started.
Starts off slow, and people like Devers stink. Then he catches fire. He's your best. He's been your best hitter for a while now. And now people are like, oh, he's petty because he won't play third base for a week or he won't go to first base for a week. But those were the same people saying he sucks. Get him out of the field.
All right.
So they're maybe so he
just,
phony.
Maybe he just had a sudden urge last night to get out there and field a few grounders at shortstop.
He's probably like, you know what?
Yeah, I just wanted to do that and just see, you know, see what the reaction was from the fans.
It's like spending the whole spring training bitching about how much better you are when you play the field, then getting an opportunity to play in field and say you're not into it. I don't know.
How about?
Call me crazy.
Beautiful night here at Fenway. You know what I feel like doing? Toss me my glove. I think I'll go out to shortstop and field a few grounders.
How about your $7 million a year manager who's supposed to be one of the best managers in baseball when it comes to handling players gets ahead of this and sits down with Devers before the season even starts so this isn't an issue.
Or preparing for if one of your guys gets hurt and you have a backup at first base.
And stop comparing Bill Belichick and football players to baseball players.
Whoa.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
Hit a nerve there, Jake.
Well, it's so stupid. Well, Bill would never say, hey, Wiggy, we want you to go play the defensive line. It's like the dumbest thing ever. Stop with the comparisons. Baseball and football and other sports are totally different. It would be like telling Patrice Bergeron, you know what? We need you to play goalie now.
Okay.
So dumb.
Bill Belichick did tell Mike Vrabel, we need you to catch a pass here or there in the end zone.
He told Mike
and
Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel said, thumbs up, Bill.
He told Mike Vrabel.
Whatever you need. Whatever you need, boss man.
He said, Mike, here's what we're going to do.
Save that.
You're a good athlete. We're going to put you in on goal line. Brady's going to do a play action fake and run a crossing route or a corner route. And if you're wide open, catch the football. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Yep. Fourier got screwed.
Yeah, exactly. That's all he did. He had other guys that could do it.
Can we get to what is trending immediately?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their first of their home series with the Angels. Final score 7-6. Richard Fitz only lasted an inning where he allowed 6 runs, giving up 3 homers. They've got another one with the Angels tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Steph Diggs was present at practice yesterday, looking fast. Looks like that ACL is healing nicely. There was some bad news for Jelani Tavai, who went down during practice for an extended period of time before being helped off the field by Jabril Peppers, putting limited pressure on his right leg. Today they've got their eighth practice. It is closed to media. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Big savings are sizzling at Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up value pack beef T-bone or New York strip steak or lamb loin chops bone-in for just $7.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Curtis, did Troy Brown jump in at secondary in a pinch?
Sure did.
Remind me of that.
Played a whole game.
Okay.
Imagine if Ken said to Greg, Greg, you're actually really not good at hosting. We're going to put you in Curtis's position. And then Curtis gets sick and he's like, Greg.
Yeah. I would do whatever it takes.
Stop it.
Think so. Would.
I will do whatever it takes. I do whatever it takes for this organization every single day. Right. Oftentimes when the rest of you are home in bed or getting some kind of lip treatment. I'm still working. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Yeah.
Delivering revenue so that the checks don't bounce around this place.
You are.
So thanks I get. All right. Hill Notes coming up next.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jones and Keefe coming up in 25 minutes at 10, and you can talk to them all day long about the Boston Red Sox and about everything else that is going on in sports. We are on the road Thursday. We will see you Thursday night at the Cowbell in Maine, Westbrook, Maine at Rock Row for pregame, and then on Friday at the Brunswick for the road show, 6 to 10. We will be outside on the beach on Friday morning. Same with Saturday and our annual beach cornhole tournament at the Brunswick to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. That is presented this year by Ghost Tequila. So good weather, bad weather. There's no bad weather. There's no weather that isn't perfect for tequila. So we can't wait to see you over the next couple of days. Right now, though, we should get to Hill Notes, and they are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Big man in a little car.
How do you get into that
thing? Yeah.
People,
is tough to get in and out.
Yeah.
Not on your knees.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little ride. But once you get in there, it's comfortable.
Any word on the state of your vehicle after it broke down this morning on Storrow Drive?
No, just it's at Herb Chambers in Burlington. Mm-hmm. Okay. Porsche. They'll hopefully be able to figure it out.
It's probably not that expensive.
Well, I hope not.
When it comes to some of these foreign sports cars, the work that you need to have done and the parts are not very expensive.
Crazy.
Or anything,
so
I think the over-under is set at like 15K.
No.
I think it is.
I'm going to do like Seinfeld. I'm going to leave that joint key somewhere right in the middle of the street.
This a farmer friend, a certified chubby chaser. Going to tell you the difference between a pig and a hog. A pig is that thick white meat that you have at home. And a hog is that thick white meat you catch in the wild.
Okay.
Farmer friend.
Okay.
You asked about it.
Yeah. He explained it.
You asked yesterday the difference between a pig and a hog.
Right.
So you got your answer.
Oink! Oink!
Yeah, I just left the parking lot at the hat show where I seen a bright blue Porsche tint the windows park, and the window kept going down and guys were coming and going, so I went up there too and I got a dime bag of weed. So that was good.
Not true.
Yeah. Anybody approach the vehicle when you were in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Like some people like drove up next to it, but I wasn't rolling my window down. I didn't know nobody.
Rolling your window down.
Yeah. I mean, who's selling dime bags nowadays?
You never know. You're parked there 5 a.m. in the hat shell. You never know what somebody's going to be offering you through the window.
Sure, well, he said somebody got arrested while he was over there.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. There was some guy sexually assaulting runners or something like that. So, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know, you know.
You know how Scheim isn't allowed to talk about golf anymore because he was terrible at it? I don't think Curtis should be allowed to talk about men anymore because he can't change a tire. Are you serious, dude? You are one pathetic loser.
I bet a lot of guys can't change tires, though.
Yeah.
Hey, I bet nowadays a lot can't.
Yeah.
Because they probably don't know where to put the jack.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is where do you put the jack?
Yeah.
I also don't know how to churn butter. I can buy it. So I have AAA.
Yeah.
They come take care of it. But I hope you have a nice day.
Courtney and Jalen sitting in a tree. KISSING. First comes love. Then comes marriage. Then comes Giannis to save Santo's marriage.
Oh.
That was actually very catchy.
Yeah.
Santo and I going on 3 years. Our anniversary is this week.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Congrats.
Oh. Yep. Thank you.
What are you doing for your anniversary?
We're going to Nantucket this weekend.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
All right. There you go.
Yep.
Well, you got married? That must have been fun.
Scheim? I pass the torch to you.
Yeah. Well, at least you're not going to stand next to a volcano like a jackass like Scheim.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure.
Hey, babe, I got a great surprise for you, babe, on honeymoon. What's that? We're going to stand next to a volcano.
Yeah. No, she doesn't want to. I would go on that portion alone.
Possibly die.
And I'm pretty sure Twitch said that the marriage was only going to last a year, so I just wanted them to know that we've made it to three.
Cash the over.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Think about how much growth we've had, Courtney. At that time, we were told by everyone that we were in seventh place and the show was going to end. And that your marriage was never going to last.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Mm. Not bad.
Nailed it.
Also, are we doing good in the ratings, Curtis?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I don't like to talk about those
just
types of
rolling
things.
Along.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing very well. Second rated show in Boston. We want to get to number one. Get working our butt off.
Well, thanks for that.
Yep.
Wiggy may not take many days off physically, but there are certainly days when Wiggy's just off.
I have my own way of thinking.
Yep.
You know, I don't blame Devers. I blame the organization.
Right.
You got to start at the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where you have to. You got to look at. You don't blame the snake for biting you. Start and you go back to why the snake bit you and where it was from. Did somebody let the damn thing out of its cage? And if they did, that's the person you blame.
Good morning, everyone. I just watched the Roman Anthony video, and I don't understand the entitlement. I remember going to McCoy Stadium to watch the Pawtucket Red Sox, and players like Trot Nixon, Kevin Youkilis, Jonathan Papelbon would stand outside literally for an hour signing autographs. Different time.
Yeah. It just didn't hit.
See?
Yeah.
Didn't land well.
But you see what it makes Anthony look like? Like he's a dink and he doesn't sign autographs because that's, you know, didn't one person hit you up and say, oh, he didn't treat us well. Yeah. And
well, you know, just didn't come out.
That's the concept of the whole video is right. Hiding him
right.
So he doesn't have to interact with the fans.
Right.
That's why that's the way it looks because that's what it is.
I thought it was a playoff of Taylor Swift because the internet is like the internet.
Yeah,
that's it. Right.
Good morning, everybody. I left a Hill note yesterday referencing the old Will Fleming oink oink. I guess you could say it blew up out of proportion a little bit. It even made its way all the way up to the top dog, Will Fleming himself. I heard him on with Arcand. He said that he got carried away and he seemed kind of ashamed, but I just wanted to let Will know that we need the oink oink.
Yeah.
I think the oink oink is what's going to revitalize this Red Sox team. Go Sox, yeah. Baby. Yeah.
Oink oink. Yeah.
Yeah, a little odd. Right.
Well, you got to win tonight because you're down to the point where you got to win series at least, Wiggy.
Right.
To win these series.
You got to win this one because you got the Yankees coming up next. And yep. If you really want to, make up some ground, especially in the wild card or at least, you know, in the division, you better be able to beat the Yankees.
I have an idea for Alex Cora. What if they start Crochet every game?
Oh, then he'd go above his 85 pitch count.
Yeah. Good morning, AAA. May I help you?
Yeah, hi, AAA. I don't have an alcohol problem. I smoke a lot of weed. But I'm just trying to keep it 100. Don't get it twisted. I need some help. My car broke down on Sturrow Drive. As I was driving down Sturrow Drive, the sun, it was beautiful. And then all of a sudden, it was like an eclipse. And I looked up, and it was Cardi B. My hall pass. Oh, with those big hips and that big booty air. Oh, she does it for me. I think I hit a curb and I popped my tire. But I don't have AAA. Can you help me out?
Yes, sir, we can. It's a guy named Big Jack. He's used us many times. We'll send help. Stay in your car, though, sir.
Okay. I appreciate that. Ka-ka! Ka-ka!
So many things about that one.
Yeah.
That was Angry Principal Dave, by the way. So good.
Yeah. Cardi B in the background.
Cardi B will make you swerve and hit a curve.
It's true.
And she is your hall pass.
She will definitely, she is.
She is.
She will definitely make you swerve.
Does that make you jealous of Steph Diggs?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you know, good for him. Yeah, good for him, brother. Okay.
But if you see her at a game, you'll definitely go up and say hello.
I mean, I'd definitely go up and get a pitch. I'll be like, babe, take this picture of me and Cardi B, please.
Speaking of cryptids, you have Bigfoot, the Chupacabra, and Wiki walking down Sturrow Drive.
We thought you were walking here because it took you so long.
No, that's a little bit too long of a, especially where I was.
Dangerous to me.
No, because you can walk on
the,
yeah, there's
the
that whole,
yep.
Yeah, there's a whole area you can walk on, people. Now, if they had the blue bikes over there, I would have got an electric bike, but they don't have any of the
gray
the stations.
Bikes, the electrical.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Hey, Greg, just letting you know I'm standing next to a blue Porsche that's broken down. Not sure what's wrong with the vehicle, but I do see a orange glow followed by a puff of smoke every once in a while.
Yeah. Some people were calling in this morning because they thought they had elected a new pope. I saw your vehicle over there.
Nice, smoke
all right,
out.
Is that it? All right,
that'll do it today,
job,
Greg.
As always. Those are today's Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, make one call and one call only, and that is to Coleman Electric.
It's electric.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, breaking now before we get out of here, Adam from the Porsche store in Burlington is on the phone with an update on the vehicle. Hello, Adam.
Hopefully it's good news.
Wiggy, our guy, man. We love you over here, but I got to ask you a question. How many gas stations did you drive by this morning when you left the crib?
None, because I had about 95 miles of gas left in it.
Ooh, 95 miles. I don't know. That thing came into us, and those 95 miles were gone, bud. But, hey, good news, brother. It's not going to cost you a lot of shekels. This one's an easy one.
All right, so what is it?
He ran out of gas.
Wait, what a jackass.
Is that what it was?
You have made fun of me and Greg.
Hold on.
My God.
No.
That's the rumor going around the dealership. I'll confirm it, but that's what we're hearing.
Well, that's good news.
Well, that is great news.
That is good news, brother. You know we got you, man.
I appreciate that. Shout out to Porsche in Burlington.
What'd the tow cost you? Probably less than a tank of gas.
Yeah.
I love this show.
It was 95. Wow.
Maybe it was 9.
First of all, you never trust
95 miles last Saturday. Yeah.
You didn't look at it. It was not... all right, so we got to get you over there so you can pick that baby up.
Yeah.
Does wait?
We got you, brother. Happens to the best of us.
It does happen to all of us. It's happened to me.
It's not the first time if it did happen.
Why, you've run out of gas in that thing before?
No, just in a vehicle before I've kind of ran out of gas. I used to push the limits.
Same.
But I
so you can never trust the thing. Like when the thing says you have 95 miles, you have like 5 left. Like
there's no way it said 95. I'm guessing it said 9 or 5.
No, it said 95 because the thing came on, the auto / stop light came on. So if it was just
one that said you were close to empty that you needed a refill?
No, it had not. It just had like an engine issue because of the auto / stop thing. If it's the if it's the gas, I know exactly what it is. It's not going to be that.
Well, so I mean, that's good news overall.
Well, it is great news.
Because that means it's going to be very cheap for you. But it's early in the morning. You know, sometimes you think it's one issue.
Well,
I
hope it is. Yeah. I hope it is.
All right. Well, good luck with the vehicle, Coach.
Well, I appreciate that.
Okay. We are back tomorrow morning at 6. Jones and Keith are next. Go Sox. Win one, please. Now the time has come for leaving.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.